Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
And well into the Christmas season now.
Yes.
And so all kinds of things, even though we have the concerns about the coronavirus and all of that, lots of things on the schedule as we get into the holiday season here. You have a display at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum right now.
I do, and it's really fun to be able to have them out and share with everybody. I have, for almost 50 years, had a folk art collection that has a nativity theme.
Mm-hmm.
And the pieces are absolutely wonderful. They're made out of all kinds of variety of materials by artists from around the world, and I've had them, it's been my personal treasure for many years, and the museum has asked me to share some of those with them and with people, and so I'm tickled to death to have them all set up and be out there.
Yeah, and then there's a display out there also from Gladys Gray, who passed away recently, of Santa Claus collection of Santa Clauses.
Yes, so, I understand they were still unpacking those when I went out and helped unpack and get my nativity set up. But I understand Mrs. Gray's collection was also lovely, and I think it's great that they've got both of them that are going to be out there.
Right.
And, you can go out to the museum and see them. It's a great place to take the kids to see something through the holidays, and they've designed everything where it's safe, so you can go and enjoy them.
Now, there will not be a Christmas parade this year in Greenville as such, but there's a number of events that are sort of taking the place of that in a way.
Yes.
And one is this event, the Light Up Greenville event, and Juice is involved with that.
Well, there are two events that are both that are separate but sort of going together. The Light Up Greenville is the residential lighting contest that is sponsored by Juice, where people can, if they've got, if they're the kind that love to decorate their house and do all the things, they can enter the contest. And then Juice is going to let people know where a lot of those locations are so they can drive around and see that. Then in addition, the City of Greenville and the Greenville Chamber of Commerce and Parks and Recreation have gone together and invited a number of the local businesses and churches and organizations that might have normally had a float in the Greenville Christmas parade to instead decorate their buildings or set up a display somewhere, and then those are going to be put together on a map for what they're calling the Jingle Bell Joyride. And that will launch on the evening of December 4th, and then go through the holidays. So the lights will be up through the holidays. But, the idea being that, families can stay in their car and ride around and stay safe and still have there's a lot stronger effort to have holiday lights this year.
Mm-hmm. And there's those events. And then Wesley United Methodist Church has a Christmas light event, which is going to be going through the holidays every evening.
And that sounds like it's going to be amazing. They're working on that now. And this is the first year they've ever done anything like this. They are putting these panels up on the outside of the building to sort of, I think it's called the Lights of Advent.
Yep.
And they are creating a drive-through that it will go along the side of the building with these lighted panels. And from the photographs I've seen of them, they look absolutely beautiful. And so that's going to be, I think, well worth seeing. The effort they're putting into this is just fantastic.
Right. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and we're talking about all kinds of, we're not going to get to all of these, Pud, but these.
Isn't that nice that
that's
in
good.
A year like this,
you bet.
There's still a lot of things to go to.
You bet. So let's see. Pet Pictures with Santa, we talk about this almost every year. Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic hosts this Saturday, December 5th, and that sounds like a fun event, and it's benefiting Hunt County Shared Ministries Fish.
It is, and in particular, what it's benefiting for Fish is what they call the Jingle Bowls Pet Food Program.
Mm-hmm.
Fish believes very strongly that particularly their seniors, that the pet companion is a critical part of the well-being of some of the seniors, particularly those that are, you know, that are sort of, you know, being forced to isolate these days. And they will frequently make sure that the pet is fed before they are. So when people go to fish for help, they're frequent, you know, the seniors are asked, so now do you have a pet at home? Is it a dog or a cat? And then they throw in food for the pet.
Yeah. So that is Saturday, December 5th, and Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic, located at what I still call Farm Road 1570, Jack Finney Boulevard, and
yes,
crossing at 69 there. Yeah.
And Santa will be there, and so, you know, you can have your pet's pictures for Christmas cards or for however you want to do it.
Right.
I think it's just so much fun and such a clever thing to do.
Yeah. And we're running out of time here, Pud, but I'm glad to see that the Park Street wagon rides are going on this year.
Yes, they are. I think because it's an outdoor event, they will be careful. They're going to make sure that everyone wears masks. I haven't seen it go online yet, but I understand they're even talking about trying to make sure by having online reservations. But in the meantime, they are asking that you get there and buy your tickets early, because it will be a little bit slower this year, but they're still going ahead with it, which I think is fantastic.
It's Friday and Saturday, December 11th and 12th, and then again Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th. It's beautiful. Park Street Christmas decorations easily, I think. I don't think anyone would dispute the most beautiful Christmas neighborhood in Greenville. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Absolutely. I always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.